2 of the day between the McCook Bison and the Shadron Cardinals. I'm Sam Noll giving you all the play-by-play coverage here today. The Bison coming off of a win just a little bit ago over the Scottsbluff Bearcats 9-1. And so now they'll try to pick up win number 2 of the day and make it 4 straight for the Bison dating back into last weekend. The Bison with a big win over the Scottsbluff Bearcats earlier, and that could shake up the wild card point standing to where McCook now could be above Shadron, above Scottsbluff, and in a couple of weeks, if it holds out, McCook could be hosting the sub-district tournament. That was a huge, huge win for Coach Gillen's squad, and now they'll take on a tough Shadron Cardinal team that is 11-12 on the season. They just played Cozad while McCook was playing Scottsbluff, and they got the win over the Haymakers 11-7, and now they'll try to make it 2 in a row. So each of these two teams off to a 1-0 day so far, and we'll see if McCook or Shadron will come out on top at 2-0. Once again, Shadron 11-12. Before playing today, they were in action on Tuesday and took on the Garing Bulldogs, losing to them 16-0. And then last weekend, we're at the North Platte Invite where they would beat Alliance in the first round 16-15, but then would come back to lose to Ralston 10-0 in the semifinals. And then the third and fourth place game, lose to Garing 9-6, who would then wrap around and beat them on Tuesday 16-0. But Shadron, with a big win just a little bit ago, taking down the Haymakers 11-7. McCook takes down Scottsbluff by a final score of 9-1 as Scottsbluff. McCook got started early, jumped out in front early, and really never looked back with 4 runs in the third, 2 in the fourth, 3 in the sixth for their 9-1 victory as they ended it early with that 8-run lead there in the sixth inning. The Shadron Cardinals 11-12 so far on the season. Like I mentioned, just beat Cozad 11-7. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have first pitch. It's McCook and Shadron, our final game of the day here from Ogallala, right here on Kix 96.1. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Ogallala, where we're just about set and ready to go for our second game of the day between the Bison and the Cardinals. Bison getting the win over Scottsbluff earlier, 9-1, and Brooklyn Gillen digs in and swings at the first pitch, which is in the dirt for ball number 1. McCook, so far on the day, 1-0. Same with Shadron. They just took down Cozad 11-7. And Bison facing pitcher Jordine Chelsea, who toes the rubber ahead in the count. No balls and a 1-strike. And the 0-1 pitch to Brooklyn is swung on, popped up high into right fielder. Right fielder on her way in, and she'll drop the softball. It'll roll to her right. Brooklyn's on her way to second, and she's in standing up. So just like how the Bison started game number 1 with an error, they start game number 2 with an error and will put pressure on Shadron. So an E9 to start. Same situation where that ball, because of the wind that's kind of blowing in, it's dying down a little bit, but it's still pretty strong coming in basically from right field into home plate, and it pushes that ball to the right towards the foul line. And now here's the first pitch here to Havlicek, who turns to bunt and will pull it back as Brooklyn was halfway down to third but retreats back to second base. So a runner on first here for the Bison. Danica Havlicek at the plate. Paige Bortner there and the 3-hole. Malia Hilker after that. Danica and the pitch to her. She'll turn to bunt. It's rolled in the dirt, so it'll be ball 2. And the pitch. Danica turns to bunt again and will take outside for ball number 2. 3, excuse me. 3 balls and no strikes. And here's the pitch. In right down the middle, and Havlicek will take a strike, so make it 3 balls and 1 strike. Shadron last season made it to the district finals, just kind of like McCook, won their sub-district, and then made it to the district final where they came up a bit short, losing to Bishop Newman 2-0. And the pitch turning to there to bunt was Havlicek, but pulling back because the ball was high and away, so that'll be a walk. And so the Bison will have runners on first and second base here, with nobody out, and Paige Bortner stepping up to the plate. Paige, I think, going to try to take some anger out in this one. She was not able to reach base there in game number one. Now she looks to bunt, rolls a tapper right back to the pitcher. The throw to third, it is in time. So a great job by the Shattering Cardinal defense there, getting the lead runner out instead of just throwing it over to first. But it'll put runners on first and second again. So FC 1-5. Paige Bortner on with a fielder's choice, her first time reaching base today. And that will now bring up Malia Hilker at the plate with runners on first and second. First pitch Malia sees is on the outside corner for a ball. So the Bison here at the Western Diamond Sports Complex are in the southwestern field. So the sun beating right at the face of the batter. Here's the pitch, and that one's low for a ball. So Jordine Chelsea able to get a, made a great play right there as Paige laid down a great bunt right back at her. She just picked it up and fired it right to third. And the pitch. Swung on, lifted high over the shortstop's head and into left field, down in front of the left fielder. The left fielder was there early, now rounding second, on her way home, the throw, and she's safe at the plate, the throw back to third. She is safe there, and the Bison lead it 1-0 on an RBI single from Aaliyah Hilker. The throw beat Danica Havlicek coming home, but the catcher never tagged her, and so that's how the run comes home to score, and the Bison lead it 1-0 here in the first inning. So the Bison again with smart heads-up base running there as Paige Bortner along with Malia Hilker both took an extra bag on the throw. So runners on second and third here for Roslyn Weimers with just one out. And the pitch, Weimers swings, so it's a hot shot right back off of Chelsea's leg. And the throw to first gets Weimers in time. A run does come home to score. And Chelsea using the foot to boot it out to her second baseman to make the play. And so 4-3 ground out for Roslyn Weimers, but does drive home a run. And moving up to third base on the play as well was Malia. So a 2-0 Bison lead here in the first inning with two down and Layson Keller, the six-hole hitter for the Bison, stepping up to the plate. And the pitch. Keller will take low for a ball. So Chelsea has done a good job putting balls right down the middle where the Bison have swung at them. The Bison just haven't been able to get a good knock on one besides Malia Hilker there. Here's the pitch, and Al Kellers gets a good knock on that one but fouls it off down the third baseline. Hilker lifted one over to left field. The left fielder with some speedy legs was able to run and almost got underneath but let it drop in front of her, and then the Bison with some speedy heads-up base running were able to take a run off of it. And the pitch. And that one is in the dirt for a ball. So it was an RBI single for Malia Hilker that drove home Danica Havlicek. And Havlicek was hosed at home plate. There's no other way to put it. But the catcher did not tag her, and so she was called safe. And this one will get over the top of the catcher's head. But staying down there at third base will be Malia Hilker because it hit the back stuff hard enough that it ricocheted right back at her. So runner on third here for the Bison. In front, 2-0 in the top of the first inning. Three balls and one strike on six-hole hitter Layson Keller. And here is the pitch. Keller swings, pops it up high, out into right field. Right fielder now tracking back towards the line, and she'll make the play after starting to the right, had to come back to her left to make the catch, and she does, and the inning will come to a close. So we are through a half inning here from Ogallala. It is Bison 2, Shattering 0. This is Bison Softball on Kix 96.1. Back here from Ogallala, where the Bison lead it after the top half of the first inning 2-0. And Briley Morgan will take on this tough Shattering Cardinal lineup, who came into the week not scoring any runs after losing to Gehring 16-0 on Tuesday. But they rattled off 11 against Cozad to take down the Haymakers just a little bit ago, 11-7. And so now the Bison in desperate need of some more zeros. Bradley did a great job in game number one. Six innings pitched, three hits, one run, one earned, four walks, which I'm sure she'd like to see that go down, but did have six strikeouts, worked around a ton of jams, including a bases loaded jam, and it really looked like Scottsbluff at one point could come back and make it a game, but she shut them down, and that's what good pitchers do. And talking with head coach Easton Gillen, just asking him about that, about how key that has been for the Bison this year to step up and get some big outs. And so the Bison are going to go into a little bit of a shift here as they will have no one playing in right field for this left-handed hitter to lead off for the Cardinals in Addy Groover. So Groover will dig in. The Bison now send two. That's Brooklyn Gillen and Paige Bortner just to the left of Briley Morgan, and they run in left fielder Danny Johnson to play normally where the shortstop is. And the pitch, and Groover, who is just looking to slap, stands up there at the plate. And this is what makes slap hitting very interesting, because you got to almost use an angle to get it past as she's just wants to hit it to left, but now she's defending against three. Here's the pitch, and she'll take low for ball. Strike! Excuse me. Looked like that one was on the lower outside part, but just caught a piece of the corner. And here's the pitch, and Groover bunts at it again, and it's called for strike three. So Addy Groover goes down swinging to start it out, and the Bison, who shifted over there to maybe prevent a little base knock early single, it pays off because Briley Morgan strikes her out, and now she'll deal with the two-hole hitter here for the Cardinals. With one down and a 2-0 Bison lead here in the bottom of the first inning. And the first pitch here from Briley is high and tight to Avriel Sager. So Sager will dig back in here with one down and nobody on. And they pitch. Sager swings, pops it up high in the infield, and taking care of that one with ease is Paige Bortner. So it's two up, two down here for the Cardinals to start out. And Briley Morgan looking like she's humming out there right now as Jay Gooder will dig into the box. So Jay Gooder digs in here for the Bison. Excuse me, for the Cardinals on the pitch. Gooder swings, sends a hot shot towards second. Picked up by Keller on to first, and it's in time. So three up, three down for the Cardinals in the bottom half of the first. Bison with two in the top half, and they lead it 2-0 here from Ogallala over the shattering Cardinals. It's Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Back here from Ogallala, it's a Bison lead 2-0 as we get ready to go for inning number two. And it'll be Briley Morgan to lead off, and she will look at a strike right down the middle here from Jordine Chelsea, who's into her second inning of work here for the Cardinals. The Bison putting up two runs in the top half of the first inning using that tricky base running that has helped him out in the Scotts Bluff game. And now Morgan tees off one here into left field. Left fielder on her way in, and she'll make the catch for out number one. With that wind kind of swirling around here in a little bit of a bowl that we're in at the Western Diamond Sports Complex, the Bison using the wind to their favor sometimes, and that time it doesn't as that ball just hangs up out of the air, and now Danny Johnson will dig into the plate. Danny with a great game, 1-2-for-3 with two singles and a run, two runs scored. And the pitch. Danny swings, sends a hot shot. This will be over the left fielder's head, and it will roll. No, it'll actually be caught by the left fielder there for the out, and that'll bring up out number two. Danny with a hot shot right there, and do apologize about that. The left fielder is standing right where a pole is for my vision, and either way, it seemed like she was going right into the pole either way I went. Here's the pitch. And this is a hot shot popped up on the infield, and the first baseman will make her way underneath it. So the Bison 7, 8, 9 hitters go 3 up, 3 down. We are through 1.5, here from Ogallala. It is McCook 2, shattering nothing. It's Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. 2-0 Bison as we get going here in the bottom of the second inning. Cardinals back up to the plate after they just sent the Bison 3-up, 3-down. And leadoff hitter Sarah Labrie will take a strike on the outside corner. And the pitch is outside for ball number one. So one ball and one strike here. Riley Morgan sent the Cardinals 3-up, 3-down at the top of the first. And then Jordan Chelsea returned the favor, sending the Bison 3-up, 3-down at the top half of the second. And Riley's 1-1 pitch is on the inside corner. For ball number two. Two balls and one strike. Riley in game one loved the outside corner and then would fool hitters, get him looking outside and bring it right back in. Down to the count here, 2-1, and this one will be high and away for ball three. So three balls and one strike to four-hole hitter Sarah Labrie. Labrie spelled L-E-B-E-R-E. That's big L, little e, big B. And that one's in there for a strike on the inside corner, E-R-E, for Labrie. Bison front 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Labrie digs back in, twirls the bat, and the pitch. Inside corner called strike three. So strikeout number two for Riley Morgan is a backwards K, and it's one up, one down, four up, four down in total for the Cardinals to start the game against Riley Morgan. And now the Cardinals will send up the five-hole hitter here to face Morgan with nobody on and one down in the second inning with a Bison 2-0 lead. Morgan twirls the ball and now winds and delivers, and it's a hot shot high and deep into left field. Johnson making her way in. No, Brooklyn Gillen will make her way out there into left field and make the catch. And there is out number two as they'll send Jordan Chelsea back to the dugout with a pop out. It looked like that one might have a little get-go underneath it, but the wind, like I said, with it blowing in the way it is, a pop-up just hangs up right in the air and falls into someone's glove. And the pitch here from Morgan is swung on and popped up foul and out of play here to G.C. Terman. So two down, Riley Morgan is sent six back to the dugout without a hit. And the pitch. That one's on the inside for a ball. Riley with a couple of no-hitters this season. Pitched one against Lincoln Pius just last weekend when the Bison won it 3-0. And here's the pitch to Terman. That's on the outside corner, called for a strike. So no balls, two strikes here on G.C. Terman. Bison in front, 2-0, one ball and two strikes. And the 1-2 pitch is high and away for ball two, make it two balls and two strikes. So the Bison, who would normally be heading to the Lincoln Southeast Invite just like last opponent Scott's Bluff is this weekend, not doing that this year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss! Strike number three! So it is three strikeouts now for Briley Morgan. Six up, six down. No hits so far for the Cardinals. And we head to the third inning. It's McCook 2, Shadron 0. This is Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. 2-0 Bison as we get ready to start inning number three, top of the order, back up here to face Jordan Chelsea in her third inning of work for the Cardinals. And the first pitch to Brooklyn Gillen is high and away. Brooklyn, her first time up, hit a high pop-up out into right field in which the right fielder for the Cardinals had some trouble with it. It dropped down, and so she was able to get on with an error, and now sends a hot shot right back up the middle and into center field. And Brooklyn Gillen has not been on base today, has reached via an error twice, has singled twice, doubled and tripled, has scored three runs and drove home three runs as well. So Brooklyn Gillen, the mainstay in the Bison lineup, continues to be that mainstay. And now Danica Havlicek will dig in here with nobody out and a runner on first base for the Bison in the third, and she turns to bunt, pulls it back, as the pitch will be high and away for a ball. So the Bison, top of the order. All four, I guess the first four Bison hitters reached base. They're in the first inning. Two runs came home, and the pitch here to Havlicek. She pulls back, looking to sack bunt again, and she's ahead of the count, two balls and no strikes. So two balls, no strikes. Bison lead it 2-0 here in the second inning. And here is the pitch from Chelsea. She'll pull it back again as she has not seen one below the eyes yet in this at-bat. So Chelsea will dig back in onto the rubber, and the pitch. Havlicek pulls back, takes ball four. The throw down to second base wasn't needed anyway because Brooklyn can go up there after the walk. So the Bison have runners on first and second with nobody out and Paige Bortner at the plate. Paige grounded into a fielder's choice her first time up, but was able to come home to score on a ground out from Rosalind Weimers. And the pitch to Paige. She swings. Hot shot past the third baseman. Down the right field, left field line. Grounding third on her way home is Brooklyn. Sliding into third safely is going to be Danica Havlicek. It's an RBI double for Paige Bortner. And the Bison lead it 3-0. So Paige just in a hard screeching ground ball at the third baseman. And she was not able to come up with it. And so it's an RBI double. And the Bison lead 3-0 here in the third inning with Malia Hilker at the plate, who singled her last time up out to left field. And she attacks the first pitch and sends it foul down the third baseline. Malia has just came alive towards the tail end of last season and has been a constant in that four spot for the Bison since then. And has just raked. Here's the pitch. Malia swings, pops one up. Down the left field line, left fielder making her way, and that will be foul. And so the count will go to no balls and two strikes. And Malia, a hitter that just loves to hit, you can tell, stands in. That's the only thing she wants to do is get a hit. I mean, obviously she'd like to get on base with walks and stuff, but more times than not, she gets on with a hit. And the pitch, Hilker swings and misses, but was able to foul it off, actually. So just caught a little bit of the bat. And now the Scotts Bluff infield is going to get together and talk things over here. Runners on second and third for the Bison. A 3-0 lead. And if Malia can find a gap, it would certainly open things up for the Bison here in the third inning. Who run ruled Scotts Bluff in six innings, 9-1. Shadron had to go the full seven with Cozad and ended up winning 11-7 earlier. So Chelsea retoes the rubber here with runners on second and third. And the pitch swung on and a hot shot foul again. And going back, McCook usually coming up this weekend would be heading to Lincoln for the Lincoln Southeast invite that hosts, oh goodness, 20, 30 teams. They got eight fields down there in Lincoln and they just play softball all day. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, high, towards third base. Third baseman tracking over, and it'll be foul and out of play. So Malia with an 0-2 count continues to work at the plate. And I should dial it back when I say 20 to 30 teams. Probably 10 to 15, though. And the pitch. That one will be rolled in the dirt for ball number one. Can you believe that? It feels like this at-bat went on forever, and it's only ball number one. So one ball, two strikes here on Hilker with runners on second and third and a Bison 3-0 lead. And the 1-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball number two. So two balls, two strikes. If you weren't with us in game one, Bison got started early. Took him a couple of innings, but did start early there in the third with four runs. The pitch swung on, rolled over down the third baseline. This one might stay fair. No, it'll be called fouls. It just etched foul right at the bag. So the count remains one ball and two strikes. Great at bat here from Malia Hilker, who singled, made her way over to third in the first inning, but was left stranded there. And now with nobody out and runners on second and third, if she can find a gap, could really kind of open things up here for the Bison in just the third inning. And the pitch Hilker swings, sends a hot shot into left field, down in front of the left fielder. One run will come home to score. The throw is up the line, gets away from the catcher. Bortner, the throw to the plate. She's out at the plate, but Hilker will go up towards third as she took off towards second, so it'll actually be an RBI double, and then Hilker takes off towards third on the throw, and we'll have her first out of the inning. Paige Bortner trying to come home after the throw went up the third baseline off the catcher's chest protector up against the fence, and Paige almost snuck a run home, but definitely coming home to score was Danica Havlicek. So it's an RBI double for Malia Hilker, who moves to third there. Paige caught advancing. And now Roslyn Weavers with a hot shot up the middle into center field. Another run will come home for the Bison. The third of the inning, and they lead it 5-0 here in inning number 3. So Roslyn Weavers delivers the RBI single, her second RBI of the day. And she stands on first base with Layson Keller at the plate and one down in the inning. And the pitch, Keller was wanting to bunt but pulled it back as the pitch went above her helmet for ball number one. So the Bison again putting the pressure on here in the third. Three runs already in, just one out. A pitch to Keller, swing and a miss. She was wanting that one, just didn't wait quite long enough for it. Kind of drops the shoulders and digs back in, knowing there will be another pitch like that. She checks the armband here from Coach Gillen. Runner on first base is Weavers, and the pitch, and looking to bunt it back. So Weavers, who usually, I'm trying to see if they courtesy ran for it. Doesn't look like it. But they could have slipped it past me. And the pitch. That one will be taken high for a ball. So the Bison with a 5-0 lead here in the third inning. Three runs already in against Jodine Chelsea. And the pitch to Keller is in the dirt for a ball. And running her way down to second base is the courtesy runner. And that was actually ball four for Keller. So she'll be on to first. Second walk of the inning, third for Chelsea. And it puts runners at first and second. The courtesy runner for the Bison is Jocelyn Miller, who is now at second base. And Briley Morgan will dig in. Briley, her first time up, it flew out to left. And now she will look at strike number one right at about the knees. Down to the count, no balls and one strike. Briley got a no-hitter going in the circle. And now can she add some runs at the plate? And the pitch. Briley will take low. It'll go off the catcher's knees, but in front of her, and so Miller will stay down there at second base. And we do have time on the field called by the home plate umpire as he's going to dust off the home plate. So Briley Morgan again will dig in here with runners on first and second base for the Lady Bison and a 5-0 lead. The pitch, Morgan takes outside for a ball. So two balls and one strike here on Briley, who has commanded in the circle and has really had a great year at the plate as well. Kind of has been towards the bottom of the order, but has stepped up big for the Bison when needed. She'd love to step up here. And the pitch. Morgan swings and misses for strike number two. And Jordan Chelsea has got a lot of the Bison hitters on just that off-speed pitch today, where it looks like it's coming right down the middle. And then it comes right down the middle, but it's super slow and just haven't been able to time it up correctly. And the pitch. That one is in the dirt for a ball. Count goes full here at three balls and two strikes. Malia Hilker worked a terrific at-bat just a couple of bats ago, was able to get on with a double and an RBI. Here's the pitch. Now Briley swings, pops it up into foul territory down the right side, and it'll be making its way out of play. So McCook trying to continue to add on here and maybe slam the door early on the Cardinals as they lead it 5-0 here in the third inning. But it's a Cardinal team that can score runs when needed. The pitch, and that one's low and in the dirt for ball four. So back-to-back walks has now got the bases loaded for the Bison. So Miller, who is courtesy running for Weimers, is on third. Keller on second. Briley Morgan on first. And Danny Johnson will step to the plate. Danny, and now we do have a courtesy runner making her way out to first. And that will be Aspen Bales. So Aspen Bales spelled A-S-P-Y-N compared to Aspen Hazlitt. That's spelled with an E. The pitch to Danny. She swings. This is a hot shot into right field with a bounce in front of the right fielder. One run is in. Rounding third on her way home is Keller for the second run. And the Bison lead it 7-0 on an RBI single from Danny Johnson. And Danny, who has had a great piece of hitting today, comes through here in the third with a 2-RBI single. So with the bases loaded on the first pitch, unloads into right field. And the Bison lead it 7-0 with a 5-run third inning. And now Sydney Hutchins will try to work the lineup over with just one out. Gets away from the catcher on her way home and sliding in safely. Taking a long look over there at third is Danny. But coming home to score is Aspen Bales, who courtesy ran there for Briley and make it a 6-run third inning and an 8-0 Bison lead. They just need a couple more runs here, and they would end this thing after three. So Sydney Hodgson's at the plate with just one out and a runner on second. Sydney swings, sends a little tapper right back to Jordine Chelsea, who throws over to first and gets around. The runner does move up. So it'll be a runner on third for the Bison and two down as they turn the lineup over. And Brooklyn Gillen, who has reached base in every single plate appearance today, will step up to the plate. She singled, came home to score in the third inning already. And the pitch, Brooklyn swings, pops it up, foul and out of play. And that'll make it no balls and one strike. Brooklyn reached via an error her first time up, then was out of the base pass with a fielder's choice. But it was just a homer away from the cycle in the first game. Had a double, a single, and a triple. Couple of three runs driven in as well. And could drive one in here. And the pitch, and Gillen will take just a low for a ball, so count evens out at one ball and one strike. Brooklyn does such a great job of just picking her pitch, working great at bats, and that's what you need out of her, being the leadoff hitter. And the 1-1 pitch, she swings, tees off towards short, going to be a tough play on the first. It's not in time, or is it? No, and she's safe over there at first base. And so it's an RBI and a infield single for Brooklyn Gillen. So she drives home another run, and the Bison 7-run third inning continues, and Danica Havlicek will dig in. The pitch to Danny is swung on and popped up on the infield, but it will hit the chalk and go foul. So the Bison, with 7 runs in the third, they lead it 9-0. And would love nothing more than a couple of runs to come through here. Try to end it a little bit early. And the pitch. That one will be in the dirt for a ball. And on her way to second and in with a slide with a stolen base is Brooklyn Gillen. So the Bison, who came in 12th in the wild card point standings at 20-6, now 21-6, trying to just win every game down the stretch and host the sub-district tournament. The pitch. Swung on, hot shot. That'll get past the second baseman and into center field. Brooklyn rounds third. She's on her way home and in standing. And the Bison continue to add to the lead. It is now 10-0 Bison here in the third. So Danica Havlicek rips a single and drives home a run. 8-run third inning. And Coach Jody Hendrickson has called time and looks like she is going to change pitchers. So we will take a timeout, tell you about all the new pitcher when we come back. Bison lead it here in the third, 10-0. It's Bison softball on Kix 96.1. 10-0 Bison here in the third inning, and Paige Bordner will step up to the plate with a chance to add on to it more. Facing a new pitcher, she swings and sends a hot shot into left field, high pop-up that the center fielder will come in and make the catch, and the inning will come to a close. So Sarah Labrie was the new pitcher, and the first pitch, she gets Paige Bordner to fly out, and the inning will come to a close, but it's not done without damage as the Bison put up 8 runs in the inning and lead it 10-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. It's Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. Ten to nothing Bison here in the bottom of the third inning, and leading off for the Shadron Cardinals will be Cadence Fisher against Briley Morgan, who has not given up a hit, has not allowed a base runner on, but she's pitching after a long time in the dugout, and the first pitch that Fisher sees, she fouls off. So Fisher at the plate here trying to break up the no-hitter as the Bison lead it 10-0 here in the third inning. They put up 2 runs in the first and 8 in the third inning. Just poured it on and lead it 10-0 here as Bradley trying to get the Bison hitters back in the dugout. And the pitch, and that one will be inside for a ball. So 1 ball and 1 strike here on Cadence Fisher. Briley Morgan with 3 strikeouts so far on the day. And has sent Shadron 3 up, 3 down each time up. And there's the pitch outside for a ball. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Briley trying to maybe kind of get focused back up to pitching after spending all that time there as the Bison put up 10 runs. That's on the inside corner, called for a ball. So 3 balls and 1 strike. The Bison, I mean, you know, every pitcher they always say, hey, I'd love to sit in the dugout for as long. The 3-1, and that's on the inside corner. Called ball 4, and so the perfect game will come to a close. First walk of the day for Briley Morgan, and the first base runner for the Cardinals. And looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner make their way in for Shadron. And is checking into the contest will be Josie Werner, the sophomore. And stepping up to the plate here is going to be Alex Rasmussen. So Rasmussen at the plate. Runner on first base, nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. McCook with a 10-0 lead. Rasmussen will dig in again here. Take on Morgan, who has not given up a hit. Love nothing more to no-hit the Cardinals to end the day. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Got her with a high heat right away to start it. And now we'll see what she tries to work here. Just went right at her, right down the middle. High heat, was able to get the strike. Took a little anger out on that one, I think. And she just pounds that softball into the glove and now twirls it on the belt. And will wind and deliver the 0-1. Square into bunt. Rasmussen pops it up. Weimers tried to dive after it, but then pulled back and just lets it go foul. So the count now is at 1 ball, no balls, and 2 strikes. The Bison wearing the red tops today. One of the best unis, I think, that the Bison have. They got a cursive script Bison across the front, black pinstripes. The pitch, that's on the outside corner for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes with white lettering etched in black. The black pinstripes just look clean. Black tops. Black bottoms for the Bison. Black pants. The pitch. Inside corner for a ball. Count evens at 2-2. Shadron wearing the white tops. Red numbers. Etched in black. They've got Cardinals and big bold letters scripted across the front. Red bottoms. Black socks. And the pitch. That one's high and in for a ball. They've got a little stripe down each of the wrists, each of the, not wrists, but shoulders. That is red. And the 3-2 swung on, popped up on the infield. Keller to her right, running over, and she'll make the grab for out number one of the inning. So one down here in the third. And nine-hole hitter for the Cardinals will step up to the plate. Rasmussen, probably with the best at-bat that a Cardinal has had today. And turns it over to Briley Huffman, the nine-hole hitter. So Huffman at the plate. With a runner on first base and one down. And the pitch inside corner called for a strike. Seems like Briley, and I know Easton Gillen probably doesn't want it like this, but man, she pitches so well with runners on base. And the pitch, that one's in the dirt, and as I say that, it gets away from the catcher Weimers on her way to second. It is the courtesy runner Werner. So she stands on second now with just one out. Huffman at the plate. And Addie Grover will step up, see if the Bison want to go into that shift like they did way back in the first inning. And here's Morgan's pitch. Swung on, lifted, foul. Yes, out of play. So one ball. One strike now here on Huffman, the nine-hole hitter. And I mentioned, you know, Coach Easton Gillen probably doesn't want to have that happen, her pitching really well, because he doesn't want any runners on base, obviously. But the fact that you got a pitcher that can pitch well with runners on base is great, too. That one's on the outside corner. Briley still looking to carve up that outside corner and has just been having a tough time getting the umpire to say, yeah, I guess I'll call that a strike. Briley toes the rubber again here, winds and delivers, and that one's on the inside corner for a ball. So count full at three balls and two strikes. Runner on second base. 10-0 Bison lead in the pitch. Swung on, hot shot towards short, picked up by Gillen. It is on to first in time. Great job by Brooklyn, setting her feet, taking a couple of steps, knowing that she had some time to work with, is able to get the runner. So two down with a runner on third, and now Addie Grover will step up to the plate, and the Bison are going to go into that shift, or they'll bring Danny Johnson in to play true short. Brooklyn is basically even with the pitching rubber off to the left, off to the right, excuse me, of Briley Morgan, and then everybody else plays the same. But Grover is wanting to hit it that way on the slap. She struck out her first time up. Now with a runner on third, would love nothing more to end a 10-0 lead, and that one's on the outside corner for a ball. Just hung it on the outside, almost got her. Looks like Roslyn's kind of staying over there towards the outside. And the 1-0 is tip foul into the glove of Weimers. Great job by Roslyn catching that. So Grover will readjust here and digs back in. The pitch swung on, popped up, foul, and out of play. So Addie Grover wears number 12. Can't be more than 5'3 or 5'4. And the 1-2 pitch, outside corner for a ball. So evens it up at two balls and two strikes here. Runner on third base, two down. Bison lead it 10-0 in the third. Trying to add some more runs there in the fourth inning. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Got her to swing at it again. Off speed this time. Strikeout number four for Briley Morgan. And we head to the bottom of the top of the fourth inning. It is McCook 10, Shatterin 0. Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Bison softball back here on Kicks 96.1 from Ogallala, where the Bison lead it 10-0 as we get ready for our fourth inning of play. If everything remains true, the Bison will walk away winners here as a 10-run rule after 3.5 or 4 innings, so would love nothing more to add some insurance runs onto that. Malia Hilker will dig in, who's 2-for-2 with a double, a single, and 2 RBIs and a run scored. And the first pitch she sees, she pops up on the infield, second baseman over! It'll get over her head and into right field. Hilker is on her way to second base. She slides, she's in there safely, and so it's an E4 to start the fourth inning. The Bison, who capitalized on the Bearcats' errors in game number one, have capitalized on them so far in game two. Not as many for the Cardinals, but it's been great base running. And now Roslyn Weimers, no, a new hitter will check in. It's Aspen Hazlett here for the Bison with a runner on second base and a 10-0 lead. So Hazlett will dig in with a golden opportunity here for some playing time as well as a big hit. She turns to bunt, pops it up, and it'll be foul off of the catch fence. So no balls and one strike. Speedy Malia Hilker on second base, waiting to come home. Bison trying to add some insurance runs here in the fourth inning, up 10-0, and you're probably wanting insurance, and it's for that run rule. Trying to put some more on the other side. Here's the pitch. Hazlett swings and pops it up. Foul it out of play. So see what Easton Gillen wants to do with an 0-2 count here to Hazlett and a runner on second base, if he's going to let her bunt or go ahead and swing away. I'm betting on swing away. Runner on second base. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. And the pitch. And takes outside for a ball. Hilker creeping down to third base, but makes her way back. They want Hazlett to drive her over. See if she can do it. And the pitch from LaBrie is swung on, rolled over towards short. Shortstop in. No throw. Now she's going to try to take off towards third is Hilker. She's in a pickle there, and they'll just tag her out. So maybe not the best base running there for the Bison, but they still do have a runner on over at first base. Great job by the shortstop there for the Cardinals, as that was the former pitcher Chelsea who came in. It was just a little short ground ball, so a fielder's choice that Hazlett gets on. It's an FC6U. They're almost getting in a pickle there. So runner on first base for the Bison still. One down, Layson Keller at the plate, who walked and scored a runner last time up. Takes a pitch on the inside corner for ball number one here. So Aspen Hazlett on first base after she pinch hit for Roslyn Weimers, and the pitch swung on, fouled up, and out of play. So one ball and one strike here on Layson Keller, who flew out to right her first time up and then walked and scored a run her next time at the plate. And the pitch, and Keller will take outside for a ball. So just about to approach 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 4 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Central Time. I've had a great day of softball. The pitch, and Keller swings, pops it up towards the right side of the field. Second baseman there. This time, she makes the play after a leadoff error, and it's 2 down of the inning for the Bison here in the fourth, and a 10-0 lead. So that'll bring up Briley Morgan. Briley, who has pitched every single inning today, and I'm sure will come out and try to pitch the final inning, get the final 3 outs there. And now she swings and knocks a hard one into center field, running in. No, it'll be the second baseman to take it out over there at second base. Looked like it was making its way to center, but the wind took it over towards the right. The inning will come to a close. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is McCook 10, Shatterin 0, Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Back here from Ogallala, about to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Bison in front 10-0. And if they can get 3 outs here, can end it a little bit early. And a new pitcher has come on. So just as I spoke that Bradley might be the last to get the 3 outs, it will be a new pitcher here for the Bison. And it's Gracie Cornelison. So Gracie Cornelison will make her way out into the circle here for the Bison and a chance to end it, but she'll face the heart of the Cardinal order in 2, 3, and 4. And Avriel Sager will dig in first, who popped out to third base her first time to the plate there in the first inning. And Cornelison checks the sign, and the first pitch is a hot shot towards third. Diving play right there by Bordner, but it'll sneak out of her glove, and it is an infield single for Avriel Sager. So the Bison lead it 10-0 here in the fourth. Trying to get it done. But a runner on first base now, and Cornelison will have to deal with runners on and nobody out, as Jay Gooder will dig in. Grounded out to second base, her first time up, and she'll look at a strike on the outside corner. Cornelison has come in and pitched some strikes right away, even though that was just your second pitch. So Cornelison will toe the rubber again, kind of twirls the ball along her hip, just like Briley does. And here is the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Throw down to second base goes to Keller. And so a stolen base there for Sager. And it's no balls and two strikes here to Jay Gooder. And Cornelison winds and delivers the 0-2. Swung on, fouled off down the first baseline. So it looks like some other games and some other fields are coming to a close. Each team guaranteed 2 games here. So that way it's not a tournament. Let's play 2. And the pitch. Swung on, lifted, right at the shortstop. Played off the turf there for Morgan, for Gillen on to first. It's in time. The runner will stay at second base. Kind of a weird little backspinny line out that took a hop off the dirt. And Gillen played it correctly. So now Sarah Labrie will dig in, who has came in as a pitcher. One down, runner on second base. 10-0 Bison here in the fourth. Cornelison back at the plate, has not thrown a ball yet. And the first pitch here, swung on, hot shot into right field. And this will be over the right fielder Hotchin's head. It'll roll for a while. One run will come home to score to make it 10-1. On her way to third and in standing up with a RBI triple is Sarah Labrie. So Sarah Labrie with an RBI triple drives home Sager. And the Cardinals get their first run here in the fourth inning. And Jody Chelsea will dig in here with a runner on third base and one out. And here is the pitch. Swung on, lifted high and deep into left field. Coming in, letting it drop. Now a long throw home and almost hosed her at home plate. There was Danny Johnson, but moving up to second on the throw is Chelsea. So it's a triple and a single. And the Cardinals have runners on first and third and one out in the fourth inning. And J.C. Terman will be stepping up to the plate. So J.C. Terman at the plate with runners on first and third, just one out. Runners on second and third, just one out. After a single and a triple, Chelsea moved up to second on that throw home. And the pitch swung on, fouled off. So Cornelison has come in and is pitching strikes, but Shadron was looking for somebody like that and has just teed off on him here in the inning. So Cadence, J.C. Terman digs back in. Second and third, one down. The pitch, she swings, rolls it over towards third. Picked up by Bortner. It's on the first tough hop. Havlicek takes it. They get the out there. And so that'll be out number two. Another run does come home, though, on the ground out. Just making sure that that out did happen. So 5-3 ground out there for Terman. And Chelsea will stand on third with Cadence Fisher at the plate. And a 10-2 Bison lead here in the fourth. Cornelison throwing strikes. Shadron hitting him. And that is the first ball she will throw. So there is one ball and no strikes. Cornelison almost caught it on the outside corner. But they say it's just a little bit off. Cadence Fisher walked her first time up. She was the first Shadron Cardinal to reach base. And the pitch checks her swing, and she went around. So make it one ball and one strike. 10-2 Bison lead here in the fourth. Cornelison checks the armband again and winds and delivers. And it's a rollover right back at her. Off her glove. Gillen picks it on to first. It's in time, and the inning will come to a close. So we head to the fifth here from Ogallala. It is McCook 10, Shadron 0. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. 10-2, Bison lead as we get ready for the fifth inning of play here from Ogallala, game number two of the day. Bison with a 8-run third inning. Couldn't add any in the fourth, and we'll try to here in the fifth with an 8-run lead. And Danny Johnson will step up to the plate. Danny has had a pretty good day, has reached base every time but twice today. Has singled three times, driven home two runs, and scored three runs. The pitch, and Danny swings through the first pitch she sees here from Sarah Labrie for strike number one. As the Bison try to finish off the Cardinals of Shadron after beating Scottsbluff earlier 9-1. And the pitch swung on, popped up, and foul and out of play. So it'll be one ball and no strike. So Labrie retakes the mound and winds and delivers, and it'll be low for a ball. So Danny, even though she has not reached base a couple of times, has still put bat on ball every at bat. And got a big hitter last time up. The pitch fouled off again. And so that'll make the count. One ball and two strikes here to Danny Johnson in the top of the fifth inning. And the pitch, outside corner for a ball. So two balls, two strikes here on Danny. And the pitch, swung on, lifted high into right field. Right fielder over to her right, and it'll go over her head and roll into foul territory. Danny's on her way around second, on her way to third. No go home, but she will be in with a stand-up triple. Was going to be a tough play right there for the right fielder anyway. And actually, they're going to mark that down as an E9, but another error that the Bison can try to take care of here, and a runner on third base is just a ground ball anywhere. We'll drive home a run, and we do have a pinch hitter. It'll be Jocelyn Miller at the plate now as the Bison making some changes here in the later innings. So Miller will dig in with a runner on third, the first pitch to her, and Jocelyn will look at a strike. And she shakes her head, saying, okay, now I know what to look for. And here is the 0-1 to Miller. She takes inside corner for a ball. So make it one ball, one strike, runner on third base. Here in a 10-2 Bison lead, trying to add some more on. Miller will take outside for a ball, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. So the Bison with two runs in the first and then eight in the third inning. Just attacked from the get-go in that third inning and never really looked back. And the pitch, Miller swings and fouls it off. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. As the Bison have just put balls into play today. You haven't seen, they've taken some walks, but haven't seen them taking a lot. It's just been ball in play and forcing the other team to make the decision. And here is the pitch, and Miller will see it go behind the catcher on her way home, and scoring is Danny with no slide on the wild pitch. So it makes it 11-2 Bison, and Joslyn Miller will dig back in with nobody out and a 3-2 count here. Brooklyn Gillen awaits on deck for the Lady Bison, who are in front 11-2 here in the fifth inning. And the pitch. That one's in there. Called strike three. Tough way for Joslyn to end that tough at bat. And Sarah LaBrie gets her first strikeout. And the top of the order will step up with Brooklyn Gillen, who has just been a menace to Bearcat and Cardinal pitching today. And she has reached every time at the plate, has scored a buttload of runs, and has drove in a buttload of runs. And the pitch here to Brooklyn, and she'll look at an outside ball. So one ball and no strike. Shadron hitting a little bit of a skid down the stretch here, but have just won two games in their last six, in their last five. And the pitch. That one's in the dirt. No, it'll actually hit Brooklyn on the feet, and so she will make her way to first base, getting hit by the pitch. So two out of the last five for Shadron. McCook out of their last five have won four. Trying to make it five of six. Danica Havlicek digs back in. Runner on first. One out and the pitch. And Havlicek swings and pops it up foul and out of play. So sitting in the southwest field here in Ogallala, the sun is starting to set a little bit. And that sun is peeking down, making it a little bit hot. The wind not as prevalent as it has been, but still do have a good breeze every once in a while. That'll move some of the dirt around on the infield. LaBrie winds and delivers the 0-1. And Havlicek swings, hot shot towards first. Picked up there out of the bag for one. And they look to two, but they're in time before the throw is Brooklyn. And so with two down and a runner on second base, it'll be Paige Bortner back up to the plate here for the Bison. Paige. The big hit in the third and flew out to end the inning. And now trying to keep the fourth going as this pitch will get away from the catcher. And on her way to third, with the wild pitch, is Brooklyn. So it was a double and an RBI for Paige Bortner in the third. And then she flew out to end the inning there. And the pitch to Bortner. She swings, rolls it over, down the third baseline, foul. So the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. Runner on third base for the Bison in an 11-2 game. Trying to make it a 10-run lead here. And the 0-2 to Bortner is just a little bit low for a ball, so the count will go to one ball and two strikes. As the McCook Bison, first time putting up double-digit runs in a while. And the pitch. That one's outside for a ball. Something that they have done quite a lot this year, put up double-digit runs, but haven't done it in any of their last five games. So here in the sixth one, they do, putting up 10, now 11, and the pitch. That one's in there, called for a strike. So three balls and two strikes. Thought that was a strike. And the 3-2 pitch. Paige swings, lifts it into center field, and it'll drop down for a single. So another run will come home to score, and the Bison lead it 12-2 here in the fifth inning. So the Bison continue to rake home runs, and Malia Hilker, who has been a problem for Bearcat and Cardinal hitters today, Cardinal pitchers today, will stand in as well. Hilker reached via an error her last time up. And the pitch. She'll take high for a ball. So two down here in the fifth. 11-12-2 Bison lead. With two more runs here in the fifth inning. So as they extend it back out to a 10-run lead. And the pitch, that one's in the dirt for a ball, gets away from the catcher. On her way to second is Bortner, takes a look at third, but retreats back to the bag. So Bortner holds up the time sign and now awaits the pitch, and she ropes one into the left center field gap. It'll get past the left fielder, rounding third on her way home to score easy. Hilker's into second with a double, takes a look at third as it gets away from the catcher, and she'll go there. So it's an RBI double with a advancement on the throw, and the Bison lead at 13-2 here in the fifth inning. So Malia Hilker delivers another RBI double, her second of the game, and then advances to third on the throw. And now head coach Jody Henriksen is coming out to talk with her infielders and her pitcher. And you can kind of tell from the hand motions is saying, we are one out away from getting out of this thing. Just make a pitch, let your infielders do the work, and we get out of here with a chance to possibly continue the game and make a comeback after they put up two runs there in the fourth inning. In front by 11 now are the Bison, though, at 13-2. So 13-2, McCook out in front, coming off of an RBI double for Malia Hilker, who now stands on third. Roslyn Weimers is now back at the plate. And here's the pitch. And Roslyn takes a ball on the outside. And here's the pitch. Weimers will take low for a ball. And she kind of taps some of the dirt back there in the batter's box. Heading the count, two balls and no strikes. And now she ropes one over to her second. Picked up there. It's on the first in time. And the inning comes to a close. But not done without more Bison damage. They pick up three more runs and make it 13-2 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. This is Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Back here in Ogallala, where our score after 4.5 is 13-2, and McCook is 3 outs away from win number 22 on the season in a perfect 2-0 day, as they took down the Bearcats earlier 9-1, and now lead over the Shadron Cardinals 13-2, and Gracie Cornielson will be called on to try to get these last 3 outs. And here is the pitch, and she gets a swing and a miss out of Alex Rasmussen. Cornielson, who could be the pitcher of tomorrow for the Bison. Cornielson, just a junior. Not as speedy in the speed department anyway. Here's the pitch. And this is a rope over to this shortstop Gillen's head and into left field. And Rasmussen is on with a single here to start the fifth inning. And by speedy, I mean it's just not as, you don't see as many in the mile-per-hour department, I guess you could say. Bradley might be up there, but Gracie just pitches strikes. She's only pitched a couple of balls this whole entire time she has been in the circle as she came on in the fourth inning. Now as a runner on first here with nobody out, and the pitch to the nine-hole hitter, Bradley Huffman, is on the outside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. Runner on first base. 13-2 Bison here in the fifth. And Huffman turns to bunt, pulls it back. And they say it was high. I thought that was a strike. So the count now, two balls and no strikes here to Huffman, who pulled it back on maybe a ball that she probably should have bunted, but it would have been popped up. So great job by her, maybe pulling it back there. Now the pitch. Huffman fouls it off, and the count will go to 2-1. So Shadron, I've been talking a lot about how McCook, they know that they've got Alliance, Gehring, and Scottsbluff in their district, and they know whoever's at the top of those four teams will host. Shadron, on the other hand, is a little bit different in Class C, and the 2-1 swung on and missed there from Huffman for strike number 3. So I was a strike off, do apologize about that. So strike 3 for Cornielson, her first strikeout of the day, and that'll bring up Addie Garver. No, and that's what I thought, as Briley Huffman ran off, thinking it was strike three, and the home plate umpire calls her back and says, you still got a strike. And so both of them were chuckling a little bit. I think even Gracie was chuckling on that one. And now here's the pitch. She swings through that one. Drop third strike try here as Weimers throws it down, completes the strikeout. The runner will move up to second base, though. So after all of that, we do get the strikeout there from Huffman, and the top of the order will step up with Addie Garver here, and we'll see if the Bison want to do the same kind of shift, and it looks like they're not going to. They're just going to pinch in Brooklyn Gillen. They're just going to pinch in Paige Bortner with a runner on second. And here's the pitch, looking to bunt. She'll pull it back after a ball in the outside corner. But in Class C, they're doing a serpentine, however you want to say it, method this season to seed out the districts, the pitch. And she looks to bunt, gives it right back up to Cornelison. On to first, it is in time for the out. The runner moves up to third on the sack bunt there, as it goes 1-3. And that will now bring up Avriel Sager, who represents the final out here for the Cardinals. But after all of this, you'll kind of know who's in your region, who you could play. And then from there, the pitch swung on, rolled over, up the first baseline. Cornelison runs in, throw to first, and is she in time? Yes, she is! Got her down there at first base, and the game will come to an end on a stellar play from Gracie Cornelison. So the game is over. The Bison take care of business in our second game of the day, and they get the win over the Cardinals 13-2. We'll take a quick break, wrap things up here from Ogallala. Bison 13, Chatterin 2. This is Bison Softball here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from Ogallala, where we're wrapping things up here today. The Bison get the win in both games, 9-1 over Scotts Bluff, and 13-2 in our last one over the Chatterin Cardinals. The Bison with a great couple of games there, as they now improve to 22-6 on the season, and have now won, count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games in a row, and they'll take that in to next week with this kind of rare off weekend for them. Take you through inning by inning. McCook led after the first inning 2-0, and then we would remain 2-0 after the second, where the Bison would put up 8 runs in the third inning to make it 10-0. Then Chatterin would come back in the bottom of the fourth with 2 runs of their own to make it 10-2. And then in the fifth inning, they put up 3 runs. The Bison would make it 13-2, hold them scoreless in that inning. And the Bison would walk away with the win 13-2. Bison with 13 runs on 10 hits. The Cardinals do commit 3 errors today. The Cardinals with 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors from McCook. The Bison pitching-wise, Briley Morgan today, 3 innings pitched, no hits, no runs, no earned, 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Gracie Cornelison comes in, did not really pitch a ton of balls, per se, I guess you could call it, and pitched very well and came in, pitched 2 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, no walks, and 1 strikeout for her on the day as well. So the Bison get the win 13-2 as they now improve to 22-6. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, sit down and talk with head coach Easton Gillen about his team today. Bison 2-0 here from Ogallala. They win the final one 13-2. This is Bison Softball here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from Ogallala, where we're wrapping things up here today. The Bison with the win over Scotts Bluff and Chatterin. Good 2-0 day. The Bison take down the Bearcats 9-1 and then beat Chatterin 13-2. Joined alongside with head coach Easton Gillen. Boy, coach, great day. Your bats got started early in each game and never really looked back from there, and a great day in the circle too. So just a great day all the way around, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, especially that first game with all the talk, you know, around that game with all the implications that surround PowerPoints, all those little things that might get in the way or might distract the girls. They did a great job of not worrying about any of that and just going out and playing our game. And we did a great job of hitting, like you said. Briley did awesome in the circle for us. And then our base running was really good that game too, where we were able to get a few extra bases and score a few runs just from our heads-up base running. So definitely very pleased with how the girls competed today overall.
Yeah, you mentioned that base running. You know, we kind of talked about the two-out hitting in the pregame show and how that had kind of let you guys, you know, get ahead of some teams. Felt like it was the base running today in each game that kind of gave you that spark, that extra bit of juice, especially in the first game where it's 0-0 there. You guys were able to take a couple extra bases and get four runs in that third inning. You had to be, I mean, obviously you said, you know, a pretty good day on the base pass, but really helped you in that sense, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we spent probably all of practice or most of it other than a few little bit of hitting the last couple of days on base running and just continuing to be smart on the bases and get that extra base when we're given it. And you know, a lot of it too, just trying to build confidence in the girls and just let them react. They know better than I do half the time on whether they can make it or not, just because they know their speed and they can see where they're at in the base path and if they can get that next base. And I just tell them, like, if you're getting that next base and you get out, as long as you can tell me what you've seen and why you went, I'm okay with it. And that was like that last game, Borg got thrown out at home, and she simply said she thought she could beat the catcher, and I said I did too, and I'm okay with that, okay? Just having that aggressive mentality and just letting them react has been so beneficial for those girls, just reading different pitches and reading the ball in the dirt. They've done a great job this season all around.
And you got a great day out of Brooklyn again today. It seemed like she's been really hot over the past couple of weeks for you. But led off, I think she reached base pretty much every single time. She stepped up there, drove in runs, scored runs, and that's what you need out of your leadoff hitter, right?
Absolutely, and she just gets things going, whether it's a hit or she finds a way on by a walk or whatever it might be, and then she's smart on the bases too. And then, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way 6, they do a great job. Brooklyn scored a lot of runs this season, but it's a lot of it because of those next girls in the lineup that have been able to hit her in or put the ball in play and be able to score a run. And just having a leadoff hitter be able to cause some chaos is just so important, especially early in the games.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, we kind of talked about in the circle, Briley had another great day, especially in game two, didn't really allow a hit. Then you put in Gracie Cornelison, and she has a really, really great day. Didn't pitch many balls, I thought, was ahead in a lot of the counts, and gave them, you know, pitches to hit, which is kind of what you want to see, and let your defense do the work. And I thought you guys had a great day overall in the circle, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Briley did a great job just all around today, that first game, just had a few walks here and there. But like we talked in the pregame show, we found a way to get out some of those jams. I mean, it was third, fourth inning, I believe, and they had bases loaded, no outs, and we only gave up one run that inning. And that's those little things are what win you games, and just being able to get out of jams just so important. And Briley did a great job of just settling in and doing her job there in the circle, and just great job overall controlling the game. And then Gracie did her job. We planned on, I talked to Briley before that second game and just mentioned, probably get you a couple innings in and get someone else in there to pitch. And Gracie did a great job of stepping up and putting the pitches there where she needed to, like you said, whether it was strikeout or let the defense work behind her.
And now you get a much-needed weekend off. You guys have been hitting it hard over the past month or so. Get a weekend off, and then you're right back at it coming up next week as you travel to Hastings, St. Cecilia. They're going to be a tough team. They're going to throw everything at you. It's their final game, senior night up there. So it's going to be a tough one, but you guys are going to hoping to come out with a win, right?
Absolutely. And we've been playing good softball really. The past 3-4 games have been very solid on defense, and we've gotten hits when we needed to. And Hastings St. Cecilia is, I think, number 2 in Class C, and they're a very solid team, and the team we've seen a couple times last year, and we split it last year with them, and they're going to be a team that, like you said, they want to finish out the year just as strong as we do, and it's going to be a good game on Thursday.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to stop by. Congrats on the couple of wins tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Once again, Head Coach Easton Gillen after the Bison wrap it up 2-0 here today. We'll take a break and wrap things up here from Ogallala. It's Bison softball on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from Ogallala, wrapping things up for one more final time here today as the Bison take down both Shadron and Scotts Bluff. They take down Scotts Bluff 9-1, Shadron 13-2, and walk away from the day 2-0. So pretty good day for Coach Killen and his squad. As we'll be back, the Bison will be back in action coming up next Thursday when they take on Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have all the coverage there from Hastings, starting with pregame just a little bit before 6:30 and first pitch at 6:30. Great day. Beautiful day for softball and a great day, especially because it's two Bison winners. Bison 22-6 on the season. Once again, we'll be back in action coming up next Thursday. We'll have the coverage there from Hastings. I'm Sam Knoll signing off, saying so long and good night here from Ogallala.